For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. If you ask a young child what summer slide means, you're likely to hear something about their favorite playground or a water park. But ask a teacher, and you'll get an entirely different answer. For them, summer slide means work, not play. That's the term for the learning loss students experience between school years. While virtually all agree that kids need time to unwind in the summer, educators say it's critical that they keep their skills sharp, especially through reading. Okemos, Michigan, 10 a.m., clear skies, 80 degrees. The pad sits ready. Major Tom is putting his helmet on, metaphorically speaking.
Ground control to Major Tom.
One shot off. Then there were three. Three little rockets with nothing to do. One shot up.
At his feet, a half a dozen tiny ground control crew members are helping Tom Schultz with the launch.
I don't want to fly to the sun, I'll melt!
They're sitting on the floor and soaring into space, just the way reading should be. Schultz is the youth librarian with the Capital Area District Libraries in Okemos. Today he's reading Earth, Space, Moon Base by Ben Joel Price. These story time sessions get the kids reading, talking, playing, singing, and writing. All these activities add up to the concept called literacy. Summer is a busy time for the Okemos Branch Library. It's when head librarian Betsy Hull makes a strong pitch to her patrons with young children.
Sit down with them and enjoy the book that you're reading right there, right then. It can be a picture book. It can be anything that they want to read through together. That's where it all starts.
Building good reading skills can be a challenge when school is out. That's especially true for economically disadvantaged kids who have few learning resources. The Boys and Girls Club of Lansing offers summer recreation for more than 250 children every day. But there's also time set aside for tutoring. Lois Demps is a retiree and full-time volunteer in the RSVP Foster Grandparent Program.
What I'm finding is that a lot of the kids are very, very willing to learn. And they especially like it when there's a little competition there. So it's turning out great, and I'm enjoying it, and I think they're benefiting.
Today, Demps is having some quality one-on-one time with 7-year-old Isaiah. He's reading about a red hen.
Red hens is a...
The program director here, Christina Medina, has an acute interest in Isaiah's reading ability. He's her son.
Yes. He likes it. He doesn't really always enjoy it because he struggles.
The school wanted to hold Isaiah back in kindergarten, Medina explains, but could not because of his age. Isaiah is going into the second grade. Once he gets to third, he'll be required to meet the state reading proficiency standard or else face retention. Lois Bader knows there's a lot of kids in Michigan like Isaiah. She's not a fan of the new law.
This is going to be devastating. There's no question about it. Some adjustments are going to have to be made.
Bader is the executive director of the Capital Area Literacy Coalition. She's an emeritus professor at Michigan State University who still teaches literacy coursework to education students. More than 100 of them work with her each semester as reading tutors. Bader is a strong advocate of reading to children from an early age. But she feels the state's one-size-fits-all mandate doesn't tailor to individual student development.
Children grow at different rates, and sometimes extremely bright children are not ready to read until fourth grade, but we don't give them a chance.
The hen are
good.
Back at the Boys and Girls Club, Isaiah Medina makes it through his lesson. His mother, Christina, dabs her tears.
After he read the story, he just came into me, Mom, I read the whole story, and he was like, I did it, I sound out all the words. So just to see the joy on his face, knowing that he actually was able to read on his own, that just makes a mother just feel just happy, and just I'm thrilled, and it's just emotional at the same time, just to see that my baby is able to finally break through.
The book is a small victory. Literacy is a journey, not a destination. But Isaiah is fueling up his own rocket. In Lansing, Kevin Lavery, WKAR News.